Okay, so once again, we are on page 21, Simon Vav. So yesterday we talked about the kavana that we are needed to have when we say brachos. Again, you should know what the words mean. But also, we learned about the intent and the focus we have to have when we say Hashem Hashem. Ado Shem, Ado Kol, Hayaho Viviyah, and Elohim, Takis Akol Kol Yuchal, Baal Kochus Kulam. That's very important. Vav, amazing halacha. And as you get older, it shouldn't be that way. You should appreciate when. But as you get older, you really appreciate it. Keshiyetse mi beis hakisei. So when a person leaves the restroom, you should make a bracha. So again, we discussed yesterday one aspect of this, but from the Marsham. But we make the bracha that Hashem created man with wisdom. So what does that mean? So the Mechaber explains, Shabriyas HaAdam hi chachma nifla'a, because the creation of man is not miraculous, it's wondrous. Nifla is a... So now again, not to get onto a tangent, but this is an amazing concept, right? When we thank Hashem when we leave the bathroom. In other words, we have a constant connection and awareness of Hashem. So I know it, like at Arachim, they bring this up, and it's a very powerful thing. Right? What other religion does such a thing? You know? But indeed, it's as Chazal formed the bracha, it's really true. The creation of man is amazing. So again, Dr. Pine said a few years ago, it's always amazing to me, all these people who believe in evolution, they say it's science. First of all, it's a theory. It's not scientific at all. Second of all, the science is that there's a creator. Because the statistic, that's what Dr. Pine's talking about, that things just happened without any intellectual design, as they call it, is point like 0.00000. You take it to any statistics professor, it's beyond impossible. So that's the science. And because that's the point. The point is that all these, again, if you ever listen to Rabbi Victor Miller, the body is so unbelievable. It's not innate. It's a pella. Why? It's wondrous. Next page. V'yesh mafarshim. Why is this? Al shem shaguf dome l'node, because the body is like a node. A node is, in the old days, they used to, maybe even today, I don't know, some cultures, they had a drinking bladder. Was that a sack? Right? A sack, and they put a liquid into it, and they drank from it. They have fancier contraptions. It's basically the same thing, but like people who run, they have these sacks, and they have a straw that comes over your shoulder, and you can drink while you're running. You know, but basically it's a node. And so it's a sack, mali ruach, that's full of air, v'hu mali nekavim, and it's also full of holes. As we'll see later. So now, how do you understand that? How can you have a sack that's full of something, but it's full of holes? So we'll see a little more about that later. Some explain, but chachma, what's the chachma? This is a very interesting idea. Shehiskim minzonos of shal adam arishon, the achar kachbaro, that Hashem first put all the things that a human being would need. All the mezonos, again, the food, but also anything like air, right? Everything was set into place, and Hashem put Adam HaRishon in a place that it was a set table, right? Not like fast food, but like a fancy restaurant. You sit down, and everything's brought to you. That's the way that man was created. It's an amazing idea. But I saw Rav Isaac Scherer, Zechus Agarach, points out that we just went through Tisha B'Av, think about Tisha B'Av, about Golos. So what do we think of Golos? you know, destruction based on it, which is true, you know, don't get misunderstand. You know, and we're out of Eretz Yisrael and we're in Golos. It's true, but he said, when you really think about it, what's Golos? How we've been in Golos since the first day of creation. Because where, it's a very powerful idea. He says, where was a man supposed to be? In Gan Eden. That is the original design. That's what, and in Gan Eden, again, everything is provided for you. Right? The Malachim bring you nothing. Right? So he said, really, that's the original Golos. When we think about Golos, it's not just Eretz Yisrael and Beis Hamikdash, which is obviously true. But in a bigger sense is, look how far away we are from the original plan. So again, that's why Hashem did. Hashem prepared everything for Adam Rishon before he, right? As soon as he opens his eyes, everything is taken care of. Let's go a little onward. So Hashem created man with Chachma. Uvaravo nekavim nekavim chalim chalim. Hashem created all these little openings and all these apertures or open areas. Perush. What does that mean? Nekavim rabim. There's many openings, holes, apertures. Kigon peva chosam piyadavas. That there is the mouth and the nose and the excrement area channel. The gamparabayar of arm rabim chalulim. And also there's many limbs, so to speak, if you want to use that word, that are hollow. Kigon alev, like the heart. Right? All the blood, but it's really, I mean, you can't take out the blood or else the person will die. But right, it's basically empty. It's an empty chambers. Keres me, I am the stomach and the intestines. That what? Shim yisasam echamehem. If one of them became close, yes, I know what you're about to say. We say, shim yipaseach echamehem. So Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah says that that's what we say. We say first Shimi Paseach Chachamehem, right? Yes. Mishnah Berurah base. He says the Shimi Sata. This is the Girsa. This is the text of the Rambam. But the Girsa we have Rashi and the Rif and the Rush says Shimi Paseach Chachamehem. Then afterwards, O Yisatam Chachamehem. If one of these things would open, or one would close. So the Machaber continues, Kilomer, that is to say, Shanekavim Yesh Nekavechad. So for example, certain of these things have one hole, Shua Hapat, like for example, the mouth. So the mouth, Keshehu Beme Imo, when someone is, when in the fetus, when the baby, the child, is in its mother's womb, in vitro, who saw some, the mouth is closed. And then all of a sudden, baby comes out, open. I think it is, because I know of a case that the baby ingested something and it was very sick. That, right, but here we're talking about, like the case I'm thinking of, that it, again, Hashem make, first of all, it only ingests nutrition through the belly button.
Right? It drinks
them,
it's practice swallowing. I remember telling my wife, my daughter's watching on ultrasound, and the baby
rolls. No, but the mouth is closed, though.
No.
I don't know. Because I know of a case, in fact, the guy's a doctor, that the child ingested something in vitro, in the womb. And, it, I mean, Baruch Hashem was like, but when...
Yeah.
The baby came out, it was serious.
Yeah,
so I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
That's all I could tell you. I mean, I know the case. Here we go. Yeah. V'im kishiyotze la'avir ha'olam. But let's say when the child comes out to the world, hunishar sasum, stays closed. Anything? Lo haya actually is kaima filu sha'achas. I know of a case, a baby didn't want to eat. I know the case very well, actually. And it was a very big problem. Baby didn't want to eat. So it's sort of like, it's not exactly what the Muhammad is saying. He's talking about that if it was closed. But again, it's the same idea. And we take it for granted that people want to eat and swallow and all. You know? Not necessarily. Again, I think of that case often. I mean, Baruch Hashem, the kid's okay. But it was years they had to feed the baby through a nasal tube. Like, right? So when you see that, you thank Hashem, you know? So people eat, people swallow. You know, like, who thinks about that? So then Hashem throws you a curveball. Right? Doesn't have to be that way. Because it would be impossible to survive even one moment. We'll talk about that, right? When we get to towards the end of the bracha, there's different girsos. And we Ashkenazim, we don't say afilu sha'achas. So we'll see about that. But again, obviously, if something that's open would close or something closed would open, doesn't last too long. Chas v'shalom. The avarim chalulim, and many of them are hollow. Many of the limbs or organs are open. Im haya niftacha kameham. Right. Also, another explanation is there is a boundary, there's a limit to if a person, a human being, has an opening, an aperture, which closes, chas v'shalom, that he will not die. He'll be able to live. The kivan she'avra osagvul, but once that amount of time passes, again, it might be very short, it might be a little longer, but, right, right, if a person can eliminate, that's very serious, right? I know someone who had something happen to them, and they couldn't urinate. That's very serious.
Extremely painful.
I know a few people. Again, that's the idea of this bracha. A few people told me that when they were relieved, pardon, of that, they made an Asha Yatzar like they never made before, right? But again, I'm not saying you have to make an Asha Yatzar all the time like that. But again, wow. The Kivan Shebekal and the Kavim Hipiatavas, included in these openings is the anal area. Pia ama, and where the urine comes out from. Or else the stomach, or the intestines. I know some people intestinal blockage. The reshiva Zechotava had it. I remember. I don't think it was an issue when he had the surgery, but he got sick very badly a few times after the scar tissue build up and blocked his intestines. Very serious. So again, that's a Musar Haskell, right? So you get the surgery and if it works. And then, it's crazy. So Gagos HaBore. Shaper HaVe Shevach. So it's definitely a praise of Hashem. Shevach Zeh. Me'inyan Asiyat Sarachav. So we can understand why Chazal connected to going to the bathroom. That this, really, we should say it more often, right? So, the old joke about Asher Yatzar complaining, so Hashem puts it at the, chasana, right? Asher Yatzar, Rokhat Hashem Yotzer Hadam, right? So, but it's not joke time. And the moms are in that. Okay, listen. The Asher, supposed to be a true story. I think my father-in-law, Avosham, was there when that joke was said by this big Talmud Chacham. But let's leave. The Eshar Od, another explanation. Now again, the Machaber is giving us many different angles to the Bracha Asher Yatzar. Right? So I believe he says the Eshar Od, right? All these different explanations, they're probably all true. I mean, not probably. They're all true. Like, all these ideas that the Machaber is saying by Asher Yatzar, They're all true. Shema'achar, she'im yotze l'nekava b'yoser. Let's say if a person goes to the bathroom too much. Right? Ad she'im avar gvul yamos. Right? You go over the line. Person would die. Right? Dehydration or, you know, right? God's shown to go to the bathroom too much. So that's included in the bracha, if one would open. Well, this is normally supposed to be open. It opens too much. This is an amazing thing. That's a part of if one would open. In other words, something that's really is open and should be open, opens too much. Right? It's an amazing thing. How does Hashem do that? It's an amazing thing. Again, so rofe choli kol basar. Rofe choli kol basar. So we're continuing with the bracha. So again, yes, the Mishnah Berurah brings on the Bach and the Shla. It says you don't say choli, rofe kol basar. Okay, again, whatever the person's nusach is. So Hashem heals the ill of all flesh. Because again, what's this whole thing is that it's an amazing, amazing thing that we have food. We need food. We need sustenance. We need water. We need, right, whatever we ingest for survival, but the body filters it out. Amazing. And the body filters it out and filters out, gets rid of, excretes whatever we don't need. Right, because I'll say the mun, that was one of the problems people had, because it was the perfect food. It got totally absorbed. So what does that mean? Ki im is afesh the beten yomos. How many people think about this? How about if the food was not eliminated? Right? In other words, the body, God forbid, chas v'shalom, did not filter out winnow out the bad from the good and just kept everything in. Again, that's what Klal Yisrael was wondering. I was like, this is not normal. But again, that was the man. You know, it doesn't work that way, you know, except for that exception. But imagine, chas v'shalom, if that would happen. So getting rid, eliminating all that stuff is a refuah, right? I don't know, millions, maybe billions of dollars are spent on all this stuff people take over the counter to help them go to the bathroom. Mafli lazos, and it's wondrous what Hashem does. As we said before, since the body, a human, is like this bladder or this receptacle, which is full of air. The im yasa adam benod nekev So imagine you make a hole, a little tiny hole. Yes, I know. I used to do it in yeshiva for a little while. At a chasana, I had this special needle, like a big needle. I bought some magic tricks at a store in Flatbush once to do at chasanas. Didn't last that long, but for a little while. So I had these balloons, and they were special balloons, and you blew them up, and you stick in the needle, I mean, it's a long needle, and they don't explode. It was really cool. A special balloon, and also the needle, also, they were made for each other. Yeah. So, okay, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about stomazoi. If you take a regular balloon stick a needle into it, what's going to happen? Yeah, very quickly. don't last too long. So, we're over time. Oh, I'm sorry. I lost track of time. Okay, Meretz Hashem. So we'll pick it up, Meretz Hashem, next week, Meretz Hashem.